Stuart, how important was it to stay calm today when the goal went in on the
75th minute? You're asking the wrong man, because I certainly won't calm. we said at half-time, you know, you go in and you think, well, we've just got to keep doing the things we're doing. We had a couple of little bit of sloppiness, but, they'd be playing in Premier League if they occasionally didn't make mistakes, which you've got to accept that, but they certainly don't lack for the desire and that, and there were a lot of good quality. We just keep knocking on the door, and we changed it to be more attacking, and we've not hit the ball properly a couple of times. I think we've had good opportunities. Having said that, the goalie's made three or four terrific saves. We've hit the post, Charlie's hit the post. We've just got to keep believing in what we're doing was right and keep getting down the sides and behind them and putting crosses in. And, you know, as I say, Mars has put a crossing from the right, crossing from the left, and Charlie's been there. So, it's all about just keep believing it. And that goes for the next seven games. You know, just keep believing in each other. You know, fans keep believing in the players. And we just, you know, do what we can do.
You've mentioned the fans there, Stuart. They felt like they almost played the role of the 12th man today, really almost sucking the ball into the net for the winner.
Totally. You know, they've been with us all season. And, you know, they haven't seen many home wins, even though they haven't seen a defeat. They haven't seen many home wins. And, you know, it's nice to send them home, you know, happy today, both with the performance and obviously with the result. And it does make it more sweeter when you come from one down and obviously score two late goals. It feels as though you've won 10 points, even though we know it's only three.
Charlie Weichel grabbed the headlines, but Mark Marshall's innovation on both flanks today, he deserves just as much credit.
He certainly does, and I think it's Marshall puts the ball in for Charlie that hits the post. I think he did it at Coventry last week. If Marshall put the ball in, and we've got a good relationship them two, you know. And you know, I think that the thing is that you don't get many this day and age. We certainly did in my day and age anyway, but two-footed players. And if you come and watch Marsh, you won't know if he was left foot or right foot, because he can put balls in equally with his left and equally his right, and he can shoot equally as bad with his left and equally as bad with his right. But I thought, but again, we asked him to play up and get involved in the game and drift wide if need be, and he just gets on with it. And as much as Charlie get all the headlines, and rightly so, I thought Marsh had a massive part to play, which he did obviously in the goals.
Finally, Stuart, last one from me. Can you still grab that second automatic promotion spot in your opinion?
Rugby? What score's that? See you later, chaps. You know now, we don't talk about automatic promotion spots.